Okay, we're back now with Kate Fox, who is the Executive Director of Destination Salem. Kate, welcome back and happy July.
Happy July, Rick. Good to be here.
You know, things are beginning to look a little better, at least around here, maybe not so much elsewhere, but in this part of Massachusetts, things are going well. And, you know, Destination Salem, you go to the website, and many things in the last few months, if not everything, has been canceled, except for the virtual events. But things are coming back online a little bit at a time here. And first thing I want to talk about, Kate, is Dustin Luca's article in the Salem News about the Salem Ferry coming back online.
Yeah, we're very excited. Ferry service between Salem and Boston resumes tomorrow, July 3rd.
That is cool. Tell me a little bit about that. Who does that service, and how do people avail themselves to that?
So SalemFerry.com is the website, and it's the service is run by Boston Harbor Cruises. They run several whale watches, harbor cruises, and ferry services based in Boston, including Salem's. And they've been providing the Salem Ferry service for several years. The boat is actually owned, the Nathaniel Bowditch. It's owned by Salem, by the city, and operated by Boston Harbor Cruises. It's about a 55-minute trip between Salem and Boston on the catamaran, and there's Wi-Fi on board. They've got a snack bar. It goes in right to Long Wharf next to the New England Aquarium, so really great mode of transportation. I think the best way to travel between Salem and Boston, and it serves both commuters and visitors. So we're excited to have it back on the calendar starting July 3rd for the summer.
Where do I go? Where do I park?
There's Blaney Street is off of Derby Street. The address for Salem Ferry's Wharf is 10 Blaney Street, and there is a free parking lot. It is free all-day parking, so you can go down there, hop on the ferry, go into Boston for the day, and not pay for parking.
You know, I know you're not a ferry worker, and you're not, but I wonder if we should go to the website to check out the restrictions, because I'm sure there are guidelines just like there are for everything else.
There are. So everybody on board needs to wear a mask. The crew is all going to be wearing masks. Physical distancing is required. The capacity of the vessel is reduced per state guidelines. So, yeah, I do encourage you to go to SalemFerry.com and take a look at what the restrictions are, and absolutely a good idea to buy tickets for everything in advance. A lot of businesses, even restaurants, are requiring advance reservations and advance tickets before you can even come into the attraction mm-hmm. or the activity.
Before we take a look at July, Kate, a little bit of a recap maybe on how things have gone in Salem in June with respect to Phase 2, because obviously I think the big thing for most of us who have been housebound more or less is the reopening of the restaurants.
Right. So it's the restaurants have been opening outdoor space, and the city has had a really great program supporting the expansion of outdoor dining opportunities for restaurants. And I believe 55 businesses have applied for expanded outdoor dining downtown and throughout Salem. So it's possible to go to a restaurant like Bella Verona has a darling outdoor seating area. They've taken over part of Essex Street, and the city's rerouted traffic for them to do that. And Ledger has a great tent and outdoor seating in front of them, Bambolina's. And then the outdoor dining at restaurants you expect at Finn's, Sea Level, Lobster Shanty, Rockefeller's, those are all there as well. And a lot of the restaurants have implemented new protocols, including contact-free bills, touch-free menus that you access through their app or online, or else it's a disposable paper menu. So a lot of things have changed to adhere to the new state guidelines and CDC guidelines to keep everybody safe, but it's really nice to go out and sit at a table and have a lobster roll or slice of pizza and maybe a beer.
Have you done that yet, Kate?
I was at Finn's on the very first day.
Okay. Yeah, we went.
I'm trying to go out, and I want to support our small business.
There you go.
A lot of people do.
And, yep.
So I'm trying to go out as much as I can. I don't want to overexpose myself to risk, but I'm a big believer in masks, and if we're all wearing masks and taking the recommended precautions, I think it's okay to be outside.
We went out twice. We went out to outdoor dining once in Gloucester and once in Danvers, and each time was a very pleasant experience. And the thing that I noticed is that people do adjust. I mean, you wear the, when you have to get up, maybe go to the bathroom or go, you know, walk outside, whatever, you put the mask on. But when you're seated, it's very comfortable. And wait staff, I don't know, they're doing an incredible job. I don't know how they're doing it. They're so pleasant, and they're just so, you can tell that it's a strain for them to do this.
Yeah, it's I really appreciate, especially when we had the heat wave for the weekend, and you know it's all outdoor dining. They're not able to just close the doors and be in the air conditioning, and so it's been it's a journey for everybody, I think, and I appreciate everybody who is volunteering at the, you know, volunteering, but choosing to be on the front lines.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody needs a paycheck, so I think it's great, and I'm happy to support the businesses and happy to see them open. We also have our walking tours open.
Mm-hmm.
Those were able to open in phase two as part of outdoor educational activities. So you can do an outdoor walking tour. They have limited capacity, and people are required to wear masks and implement physical distancing. But that's been really nice to see some people getting out and exploring, because tourists are here. People are traveling and in very small numbers, but it's good to have something for them to do.
And today, just looking at today at salem.org, there are three events on the page, the front page here. One is on, the other is a virtual event. One is canceled. So one out of three canceled. I mean, those are better odds than we were having. Tell me a little bit about some of the events that are on in July, if you would, please, Kate.
Oh, you know, I'm not sure what is on.
okay, that put you on the spot there. Yeah,
we're still waiting. Everything, we're waiting on the governor to announce the beginning of phase three, and he said he was going to do that by the end of this week. So we're still on a holding pattern for that, and we're also waiting for further guidance on what acceptable gathering sizes are. As long as the gathering size is capped at 10, that really limits what kind of events can happen, which is why everything continues to go online. I know the House Seven Gables has started doing things like outdoor yoga and outdoor lectures. Many of their programs are membership only or membership priority, and their gardens are open for everybody, and they're charging a $10 donation. You can go in and they have an audio tour. So there are things to do. There are ways to explore and get out, but from an events perspective, I think we're pretty limited just because of the gathering size having to be under 10.
Okay, and again, I encourage everybody to go to salem.org. Kate, anything else you want to mention?
No, you know, we're hanging in there. We're staying healthy, taking all the precautions. I want to remind everybody that masks are required, and let's not make a fight out of it. It's so important to the survival of the small businesses that we wear a mask and don't put the people who are working the front lines in the position of having to pick a fight. Physical distancing and support the small businesses. Come out and eat and have a great 4th of July.
That is Destination Salem Executive Director Kate Fox. Kate, thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon. Happy 4th to you. Okay.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye.